Cairns Council Tasmania launching Real Life for Life this week. Here's Sarah from the Cairns Council. Hello.
Good morning, Darren. Thanks for having me in.
Welcome back. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Between bits and pieces happening, but glad to be back as always.
Yeah. So we'll get to Real Life in a minute, but you just finished your girls' night out. How did that go?
Yeah, girls' night in. Girls' night in. Yep. So girls' night in is all about staying in with your girlfriends and having a fundraiser at home instead of spending what you would normally spend on going on a night out. So that was all through October, and that was fantastic. We saw some great ladies get together across the state and raise some good funds for Cairns Council Tasmania. We're still in the process of finalising and getting a number together, but it was another successful year for Girls Night In.
All right, well done to everyone who got into that. Okay, so the date for Real Life Life, now you got them all around the state, Huon Valley, Circular Head, Lonnie, Hobart, and of course Penguin at Dyle Park, 26th and 27th of March.
Exactly. Yep. So back at the last weekend of March for Penguin. I'm really excited to be celebrating, remembering and fighting back just yet again.
It was awesome last year.
Absolutely. We're ready to kick it off again.
How many did we have last year? Can you remember?
We had over 800 registered participants last year. So that's quite a big relay for us. We've had bigger ones before. We've had smaller ones before. But we're hoping to get a similar number again next year.
Right. Okay, so time for people to put your teams together and get into it.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can join an existing team, bring back an old team or start a new one. Registering online is really easy. Just jump on realayforlife.org.au and you can search for Penguin or you can search for the Smithton event for Circular Head and you can register your team. First one registered is your team captain, and then you can have anyone join you from there. So colleagues, family, friends, sporting teams, anything that you like, anyone can join you for Relay.
Now, we know all about the Penguin event, but Circular Head, how did that go last year?
Yeah, Circular Head run their relay every second year, so they didn't run for 2021. 2020, unfortunately, had to be cancelled, just like the other relays around the state. So Circular Head are really excited to be getting back on board again this year for 2022. They've not had a relay in 5 years, so it's really important to the community that they're getting back out there. They do just a small relay, so they do 10 in the morning until 10 at night, a 12-hour relay on Saturday the 19th of March up in Smithton.
All right. Now, the Penguin one is a 24-hour event as normal?
20 hours, yep. So we'll start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon with our Survivors and Carers Walk, so honouring those that have that are fighting still, have survived or have cared for those that have fought cancer. And then we'll relay all the way through the night with our luminary ceremony after dark, and we'll finish up at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, the 27th.
That luminary ceremony, that's just brilliant, and it's quite emotional for many, many people. I remember walking around at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and you could just see that people were, you know, even if they were walking by themselves, not necessarily discussing something with someone else, but you could see people sort of thinking back to, you know, people that family members or friends they may have lost. And it's a sad time, but it's a great example of how you turn something sad into something joyous and happy.
Exactly. Yeah. So the luminary ceremony is really powerful. There's not a dry eye in the house at that time of the night, and we light our candle bags and write our special memories on those and relay past those all through the night. So 2 o'clock in the morning, the track's lined with lots of those candle bags, and it's beautiful just to walk around and see all those memories written out and share stories with strangers on the track of people they've lost and people that have been impacted as well. It's a big community that comes together for Relay for Life, and it's something really special to be a part of.
Tell you what I thought was great. There were lots of kids, lots of schools involved last year.
Yeah, exactly. We've had quite a few schools involved over the years. Really excited to have lots of them back again. Lots of interest from the young ones, which it's great.
Mm. Right. So for students and teachers and parents, if you want to put the word out to your school, now's the time to get your team together and register.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, contact us at Cancer Council. We're more than happy to come out to your school and explain how it works and what things happen for students and young ones. And if you've got a community group that you're looking to get involved, please let us know. I'm more than happy to come out and explain to, you know, your fellow community members what Relay's all about and why they should get involved.
Mm. Tell us about the VIP tent.
Oh, the VIP tent is a very much sought after competition winning. So the VIP tent is a competition that we run among our fundraising teams. So once a team raises over $5,000, they get a ticket into the draw to win this VIP tent. So it is a massive marquee that our friends at Weeding Hire put up for us, 6 metres by 9 metres, so plenty of space for your whole team. Yeah. And this year, the wonderful people over at Harvey Norman have decided to donate some furniture to us, which will be used in the VIP marquee for that team that wins. And then we're going to have a silent auction for those that are at Relay for Life to bid on those items and raise more funds for Relay for Life.
Fantastic. How's the money used for people who don't know?
So Relay for Life is fundraising for Cancer Council Tasmania. Everything that we raise here in Tassie stays right here. So it goes straight back into our community. And we run support programs, prevention services, and invest in local cancer research as well based here in Tassie. And so you've seen some of our support services around. You've probably seen our transport to treatment cars driving around. We have lots of group therapies, and we've got wellness programs as well. So yesterday, just here in the Devonport office, we had a Tai Chi session running, which is a 6-week program for anyone impacted by cancer. They can get involved in that and help keep their body moving and work on their mental health as well. So we have lots of different programs that we run, and supporting Relay for Life helps us keep that going for your neighbours.
Right. So the date is 26th, 27th of March at Dial Park. Now, the longest day, golf. Tell us about this one.
Yeah. So if you're an avid golfer and you have, want a reason to get out on the course for a day, the longest day is one of our fundraisers. It's something new to Tassie this year. It's been done nationwide for a little bit, but it's a great excuse to get out there and do 9, 18, 36 holes with your mates and raise funds for the Cancer Council Tasmania.
All right. So it's not particularly at one course. It's wherever you want to go.
Yeah, wherever you want to go, your local club, somewhere new if you want to, anywhere you like, just get out on the golf course and raise some funds with some mates.
Awesome. All right. So all the deets online at the Cancer Council website. But as far as Relay for Life, registrations are now open. It's a very simple process.
Very easy.
So go to relayforlife.org.au. If you want more info, Cancer Council Tas Facebook website, we'll have information there.
Absolutely.
Great to see you. Anything else you want to mention?
Probably our statewide raffle for Relay for Life. So that's another way that we can help teams fundraise this year. So something we started in 2021, it went fantastic, raised $10,000 for Relay for Life. This year we've got about $10,000 worth of prizes to raffle off, and tickets are just $5 each. So you can purchase those, anyone over 18 can purchase a ticket and go into the draw to win quite a number of prizes and support your local Relay for Life team. So when you go to purchase tickets, you can pick a local team or just sponsor your local Relay for Life instead. And all funds go straight into that team's fundraising total.
Very good. So that's on the website, is it?
Yeah. So if you jump onto our Facebook page, you'll see the link and information across there. But it's raffleticks.com.au/RFLTAS2022.
Awesome. Great to see you.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Darren.
Okay. Sarah from the Cancer Council.